Austin, Texas, the Middle Class Famous Store is coming to town. We're going to be at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival this week, April 22nd. We're doing our stand-up show and playing AYG with the crowd, and we're doing a live podcast. You can either get badges or you can get tickies. Come see us.
Let's party. We're also going to be in Denver, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Detroit, Chicago, Rosemont.
Second show at it in Chicago.
Only late show tickets left in Chicago. Get those tickets now. It's a party. We'll see you there.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Trash.
It's a little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grow up to be classy,
yeah,
or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a gorgeous day down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. She almost got caught stealing at the Wawa again.
What?
Yeah, there's a half a turkey hoagie upstairs if you want it, because I can't have them. My co-host is coming at you from across the table.
Check out the Patreon.
It's a family episode right here, gang.
Circle the wagons is
we're
the big
hanging
man
out.
Likes to
Me,
say.
Kippy, and my coal store are still hanging on for dear life. Thing won't quit.
I think got aggravated since the last time I seen him. Yikes.
He got into a bar fight this weekend.
What, he not getting to wake up on the wrong side of the bed or something? Not getting a full eight? What's happening?
I thought I was going to cruise through on this one, but fucking blew up on me. Now it's scabbing the whole nine yards. It's tough, man. What are you going to do? The kid gets laid. I don't know what to tell you. Give it up for KJ, everybody.
Okay, that was a quick transition. Talking about your herpes, introducing your best friend seamlessly. I like
Folks,
it.
He's got a head like a football. Give it up for
talking
him.
Talking about my herpes.
And I like Kev, by the way.
Okay.
What's up, Kev?
No, you can't do that.
No, Kev?
No. You, I'm just saying.
I can't do that. What do you mean I can't
that
do
doesn't, that? You've never done it in 10 years.
Oh, I wouldn't call you Kev. That's your new nickname, Kev. I don't call you KJ in our personal life either. You're Kev, okay?
No, I don't like it.
I'm taking KJ back then.
What?
Yep, KJ is back.
All right.
Toby, you're KJ from now on.
Hey, gang, thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
Twitter up!
Cooking.
Cooking over there.
Then, I have to contractually say, check out the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. You can sign up. You get bonus episodes of AYG every week. If you're on a $10 level, which is above and beyond the most popular level by
yes.
like six times.
Bananas. We're this close to being able to buy our way at anything.
You get on
so
the hard.
Please keep it going.
You get the hard feelings over there, which is like a nitty gritty HR session. We really, you know, really take the gloves off and let it fly.
We're not fans of each other.
No. Not on that show, we're not.
Or in real life.
And then we'll do live streams with our top tier patrons.
So much fun.
Check it out. It's a good time. Support the pod. Love yous. Come do a live show also.
Come see us.
Yeah.
Fucking out.
When does this come out? Tomorrow night, we're going to be in Austin. If you're listening to this.
Look at that.
The night it comes out, we're going to be in Austin Friday night.
Tejas.
Tejas. Moon Tower Comedy Festival doing our show. Some stand-up, some AYG with the crowd. It's going to be a good time. Get the thing.
Yeah, it's a good time. Quick stop at Bucky's, too. Walk around. See what's going on.
You're on a tight diet.
Tight diet. Check out the Patreon for more.
Can't wait to hear how that's going.
I'll be laying down some ground rules for the next hard feelings. Just so you know.
Okay.
Taking the control back, putting it in my power. I'll be having my meals alone. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Fine. I was hoping you would fight a little harder on that, but fair enough. How about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the magic man, makes us all look good. One of my best pals in the whole wide world, and I love him. I don't care how long his hair is. Give it up for T-Bone McScruffins, Toby McMullen.
What's up, dudes?
Hey, pal.
Yo, so to avoid any Airbnb kerfuffles down in Tejas, I have decided to find my own lodging. I will be staying in a Bucky's.
Not bad.
Because they got everything
they
there,
got
man.
Everything. Get yourself a smoker, a grill, some deer pellets.
I'm going to set a tent up in the jerky aisle, dude.
I don't hate it.
We should camp out. Why don't we camp out?
What?
Camp out as friends. That
yeah,
way there's
that's
no temptation.
I want to get locked out of a tent at 3 a.m. That's what I need.
Thought you were a bear, dude.
You bear spray me. It's me, you motherfucker. I thought it was a bald bear. I don't know.
Kitty, what are you doing sneaking up on me like that? Holy cow. Family episode. What's cooking with you?
poorly timed sip there. I saw you were going to throw it to me real quick, and I had already made the decision to take a little nip.
Got hands of gold over
I got some JMO in here. Take off the edge.
Do you, a little nippy whippy?
Hey, I'm driving out of here.
When's the last time you drank in the morning?
Saturday. That would
really?
Yeah, I went golfing.
Oh, that doesn't count. Golf.
I will tell the cop that pulled me over. You got to talk to a judge in Dennisville Township.
I shoot 18 over nowadays, you prick.
18 over, I wish.
Sir, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle. Is that a 3-wood? You're good.
just show him a tee. Your Honor. Sure, it was mini golf, but still. Couldn't get in that damn clown's mouth.
Why are your balls purple?
What?
Because of golf. The golf balls at mini golf, they're not white. They're like different colors.
Do you remember the golf balls? You would go some places and they would float in the water.
No.
You don't remember that? There was like water where because most mini golf places had the brick where it wouldn't go in the water. Like it would. There was some.
Oh, okay. I got you.
There was some that didn't have a barrier to the water.
Yeah.
To make it harder.
You're screwed.
But it was like running water or whatever, like down a hill, like a fountain type thing.
Uh-huh.
And it would float, and you would have to like pick it back up and play from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like alien technology. That's crazy.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That's what blows your mind?
I've never seen that. A golf ball that floats? Why don't they all float? What are we doing?
What?
Why don't they all float?
Because it's changed the weight, the size, everything. Can't use it on the tour.
Why not?
What?
If everybody uses it.
Okay. Well,
just switch to tennis balls or something.
All right.
So the gators don't get you.
What?
There's alligators on golf courses.
So how would that stop? How would that stop if the fucking ball floats?
So you wouldn't have to go swimming in there to get it.
You're just swimming in to get the ball anyway.
I've seen the guys go in and get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're looking for a win.
I don't. It didn't touch the ground. It's too late. This ain't fucking Tin Cup, okay?
Great movie, by the way.
KP's on the links with a rake.
I got a Louisville throwing it up, fucking cranking it.
What can I do for you?
Where were we? I did something pretty trashy this weekend that I was like a little bit ashamed of.
Wore street clothes at the golf course.
No, but
I ran over a caddy.
I was gonna say this was hard feelings, but I had to buy a whole golf outfit at Dick's the night before.
Because you're a pork chop.
What's that mean?
You tried your stuff on and it didn't fit.
No, I didn't have any. I thought we got real jammed up when we left the studio the other day. I had to sit in traffic.
You got a baseball uniform on. That's all they had. Fucking old school stirrups.
My butt's all big.
No. You're in full catcher's gear, dude.
I'm throwing it down the fairway.
He's
out.
Did you buy a nice pair of golf pants and a nice golf shirt?
Yeah. Well,
really?
I stopped just to buy.
Where'd you go? Eagles? What'd you get?
Did you get the real puffy pants,
no,
like an old-timey director?
I'm not a jerk-off, but they are a little flared at the bottom. They all have a little Bee Gees vibe to them. I was walking around looking like a fucking jerk-off.
Hey, giving up her night fever, huh? This kid got
it. I moonwalked to the first tee box. Ladies. How are the greens today, huh?
What the fuck? I've never noticed that. Bell-bottom golf pants?
No, they're not bell-bottom, dude. Stop thinking everything so literal.
Walking around like a sailor in the 70s.
They just had a little. Everything was like kind of snow panty a little bit, if you catch them. They were wide legs.
What's happening, cool cats and hip daddies?
They definitely didn't taper in.
Put the jive turkey down for a par 4, huh? My man.
Stink.
I was going to save this for hard feelings, but.
Collar that wide, he can't miss.
I got the shirt collar outside my jacket collar. going for bogey. Going for bogey. My card has a disco ball.
What'd you do? Confess your sins, my son.
Wait, are we still in dicks or what?
I think we're outside of Studio 54.
I'm doing key bumps. My jaw's all over the place.
Fucking Larry Ludes over here.
What is that, 130, 135? Where's that cart girl?
Comes the heat, man. Quit hassling me.
Oh, God, that's funny. No, so I was down the shore, and like I had stated, I got an Airbnb for me, my wife, and my newborn son.
Ah.
My four-legged
young Hansi.
Son, young Hansi. For the new pooch, just because my fucking mom's house is packed, she's not the biggest fan of dogs.
Mm.
So, I'm slowly breaking her in on that, but I didn't want to be like, well, the dog's staying here for 4 days type thing. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. I understand.
So, and also it's nice to have a little private time. You know what
privacy.
I mean?
Privacy.
A little privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So, my wife takes the dog to the beach, so he comes back all sandy, he's in the water and stuff like that, like in the tide, whatever. You know,
he threw his dog shit in the water.
What?
Threw his dog shit in the water.
Is he loving the beach?
He was having a great time. So the dog came back a mess. We washed the dog in the Airbnb. We gave the dog a bath in the Airbnb, which is like I didn't feel good about. Because that's a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
The whole place smells like wet dog. He's shaking. We're using their fucking towels to fucking clean. It definitely changed the vibe of the place for sure, dude. I don't know the last time you smelled like a soaked fucking dog. Dude, we're using like the VO5 to shampoo him and stuff, whatever was in there. You got Perp Plus. It was just like, I'm just saying, I used to Airbnb my place out, and if I came home and someone had washed their dog in my tub, I would be quite upset.
Did they say anything? You get kicked out?
No, we left this morning. We didn't get kicked out. I was smoking Bernies all over the place.
Really?
Not inside, outside, like a gentleman.
That's Jersey, though.
It's fucking North Wildwood,
yeah.
Dude. You're lucky I wasn't on the roof with my shirt off.
I'm surprised you didn't say you had to smoke Bernies inside. Minimum of 2 packs inside for the weekend.
Yeah.
That's pretty trashy, man.
It's real. That was real. I didn't feel good about that. I just, the place, there's dog hair all over there. I don't have, like, cleaning supplies.
Were you allowed to have a dog?
I was allowed to have a dog, emotional support animal.
Ah.
I acted blind the whole weekend. Touching the landlord's face.
Coming in through the windows?
Yeah.
What's going on?
How the nieces and nephews must have loved
them. They love the dog. Everybody loves the dog. Although we did take him over. So it's like now I'm the guy. He's a puppy, so you can't leave him alone that much. But now I'm the guy taking him to like the fucking family party and stuff. Because I'm like, hey, we got to fight. But my aunt, everybody was like, fucking bring him. Just tied him up out
That's
back.
That's pretty trashy.
I know, but it is.
Showing up with the dog.
But it is. It's either that or I can't fucking go. You know what I mean?
We have a couple that does that.
Well, we're not going to do that. But yeah. They also, all my cousins.
When it's a puppy, it's okay. But when you got a fucking.
If you're showing up with like an 8-year-old beagle.
No.
Kick rocks, dude.
Not
with
even.
A foggy eye.
I'm talking. Our one family member rolls in with about a 37-year-old dog. I'm not
human
lying.
Years.
Dude, this thing is falling apart.
Yeah, I don't get that.
If it was a car, he'd be totaled.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
The dog's just like wandering around. It has that, he smells like hospice, like that old.
Dude, I know it.
Old dog smell. You know what I mean? You got a fucking bacon-wrapped scallop in your mouth. You're ready to fucking throw up.
I was with my wife's friend one time in New York, and we were going out to like oh, whoever's in town, let's go out to a nice brunch, like a nice brunch down in like the West Village or something. She brought this bulldog that smelled like a bum's nutsack. Dude, you could smell this thing from 4 tables away. People were audibly gasping.
Somebody eating truffles? What's going on?
People were audibly gasping at the smell of this thing. And she's like, do you take dogs? And the girl's like, is it emotional support animal? She's like, I got it. And then we're like trying to eat an Eggs Benny, fucking throwing up in my mouth.
Yeah, dude.
It's bad.
Listen.
Don't be that guy.
I'm rolling into the Four Seasons with snots.
Bunch of eye boogies on the dog. He's got that black shit under his eye.
I love my dog.
Buddy, hit the powder room, will you?
Love my dog more than anything in the world. But yeah, when it starts to get to that point, you got to keep him in. We did that with our old dog, Yingling. He got to a certain point. Where it was like, he can no longer go out in public. He was like Phil Spector. You just couldn't bring him out.
He's in France.
No, but you can't be, because, dude, his breath literally smelled like fucking shit.
Yeah, you gotta take care of it. That's why we clean him at an Airbnb.
As a puppy, that's okay.
I know, yeah, of course. But we did take him, and then my cousins all have dogs down the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Like big fucking shout out the big man, shout out to Myers, has two big fucking golden retrievers.
Does he? I didn't know that. He's a retriever guy.
Labs, yellow labs. And they beat the shit out of Hansi. It was pretty good to see, in a good way.
Really?
They were just like fucking manhandling them. But I was the guy like out back all night, like, all right, hey, I'll be out back. It was just like, it was tough. I don't like being that guy.
No.
But you got to do it for a short period of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get him in school, he'll be all right. He's a good kid.
I'm trying.
I imagine Hansi fights dirty. He's throwing sand in golden retriever's eyes and shit.
Well, he ate a lot of sand and then threw up in the car on the ride home.
Ugh, what the fuck?
I'm like, we were just driving home this morning. I'm like, do you smell dog food? I'm like, turn around. There is just like, is it half of North Wildwoods Beach and a cup of kibble in the back seat?
Crab running around back there.
Yes, a couple of sand creases in there.
Those tiny
little clams.
Little clams. Yeah, I like the little sand crabs. Yeah, when sand you stick crabs. Your hands in and they come up and they play anything.
Those things look prehistoric.
Are they
everywhere or just in Jersey?
I don't know.
They're not in Hawaii.
I know.
Things.
No, I know people eat them.
They call them, yeah. No, you can't eat those. There's no meat in there.
I'm telling you, I know people that eat sand crabs.
Mud bugs.
Yeah, mud bugs. They're my parents.
Your parents are mud bugs.
You but you know what I don't fuck with at all?
What?
Even since I was a little kid, I knew to stay as far away from them as I possibly could. And when they were dead, they stunk to high heaven. I'm talking about the horseshoe crab.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I showed my wife one of those for the first time. She was like, what the fuck?
Dude,
is
I'm
that?
Waiting for that thing to jump up and fucking stick to my face. You ever see a horseshoe crab, T-Bone?
No.
Oh.
It's literally Jurassic Park. It's like a World War II helmet with a tail.
Literally, yeah. Yeah, it's like a fucking.
I'm not fucking around.
It's like a German helmet running around.
Oh, these fucking things are the worst.
Dude, get out of here with them things. I've never seen one alive. I've never seen one in the water.
You're in bad shape. You don't want to see one of those guys creeping up in your bed.
They come in twos. One's behind you. Dude, I've only ever seen them dead on the beach.
Yeah.
And then one day when I was a little kid, my cousin picked one up and held it, and I saw the underside of it, like where like the legs and shit are. I didn't sleep for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I thought that thing was coming to get me.
Yeah, there's
no bueno.
They're shifty, those fucking things.
No, I don't think they have mud bugs in Hawaii. Classy operation over there. Yeah. They got mantas, they got hammerheads, tiger sharks, centipedes.
Okay. All right. Let's get into a couple of
cues. Let's do some cues.
Guys, as you know, it's a Patreon episode, it's a family episode, so when you sign up for Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to do it. We get hit up, we get the emails, we get the DMs,
mm-hmm.
but Patreon gets first crack at mm-hmm. it. I'm sorry. That's just, you know, that's the cool guy club.
Money talks. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, I appreciate the follows, but those Patreons are all right.
The homies
Hi
come first.
All right, this one's kind of bonkers. This is from Thomas. Is it garbage to go to a 7-Eleven,
mm-hmm.
pay for a big gulp?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. You're like, oh, this is, I see where he's going with this.
I love a big gulp.
Well, we got to change that. Fat Court Season 2. There will not be a Season 3.
I figure we do the movie after that.
Some said he couldn't get fatter. Like, I'll do it.
El Camino.
Is it garbage if you go to a 7-Eleven, pay for a big gulp, and fill it up with coffee creamer so that you can keep it in your fridge at home instead of buying a full-price container at the grocery store?
What's the numbers on that?
It's
got to be about the same.
No, big gulp's got to be, what? Big gulp's 64 ounces.
Right.
Right? And what's a big gulp? 219, probably?
Okay.
You're not getting 64 ounces of cream for fucking... $2.
Damn. 184 large big gulper.
Okay, type in pint of cream is probably $3-4.
Pint of cream. Do half and half. No, you're not putting heavy cream in your coffee.
Cream, I don't know.
Cream is
or
half
how
and
much
half.
Is half and half?
The internet isn't instantaneous.
Say that again.
No, it is. It proper is.
Hold on a second. Say that again.
Half and half?
Half and half. Say it one more time.
Half and half?
Okay.
I don't
said
know.
It weird. Said it weird the first time. You're like half and half. Get a weirdo. Are you a half and half guy?
No, I'm nothing. Half and half is a mixture.
It's milk and cream. Everybody knows
I
that.
I know. Calm down. I'm trying to look for a fucking price, you boz.
$3.89.
Yeah, okay. But regardless, so you're getting $4.79. Whatever. Yeah, it's called $3. But that's for like...
$4.09 for a 16-ounce coffee mate.
Yeah, $4.09.
Coffee
ounce.
Mate. That's not real cream.
Okay, $6.39 Organic Valley.
Jesus
half.
Christ! That Organic Valley's a ripoff, too. So's Horizon. The
well,
red
that's $4.79.
Yikes.
Horizon is. But regardless, you're missing a bigger point. This guy's getting four or five of them.
Mm-hmm.
For
$2.
For half the price of one.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Sure is.
Gang, you got to remember the most important relationship you have.
Who? With who?
Yourself.
What?
You got to take care of yourself.
I know.
I found that all out the hard way.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to the gym, getting a haircut, take care of yourself. And let me tell you something. If you're having some issues, get on BetterHelp. They can help.
Yes. It's easy. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with
Look
your
at
therapist.
That.
So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. If you're into that kind of thing, you can do a little peeky peeky. Mm. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. And you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, which is the big thing. If you're trying to get into therapy, it's very hard to find somebody new. You call, they put you, hey, come in 2.5 weeks, and you get there.
I know.
The guy or girl's a bozo. You want to switch it up.
I know.
This way, 48 hours, you're just in the pool. Then you can tighten it up, figure out a new guy. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And all you Garbage listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/garbage. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/garbage. Do it.
Yeah. Kip, let's talk about All Form.
All Form.
All Form, All Form, All Form. Now listen, we all know about Helix, the greatest mattress company to ever live.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What's that?
They're getting out of the bedroom.
Where are they going?
They're doing it in the living room.
Ooh.
Tell you that right now.
Keeping it fresh.
Got to.
I know.
Little role play over there on the All Form.
I know.
Gang, they're getting into the sofa game, and they're absolutely fantastic. We got one sitting in there right here. Kippy brought it in, built the whole thing, put the thing together. Most comfortable couch I ever sat on.
Yes, I've passed out in a sugar coma. It's the easiest way you can customize a sofa by using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You pick your fabric if you want spill stain, spill resistant, stain resistant, scratch resistant.
Plus, they can absorb a fart pretty good, I can tell you that. Just our little secret.
You pick the sofa color, leg size, the whole thing, whatever you want. You can do armchair all the way up to an 8-seat sectional. It's the best way to customize and look cool
mm-hmm.
while doing it.
Yeah.
Like you said, it took me like, I think the whole thing took me 25 minutes to piece together. Bing, bang, boom. Easy peasy. If getting a sofa without trying it in store sounds a little risky, I get it. You don't need to worry, though. You get 100 days to decide if you want to keep it. That's more than 3 months. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for you and give you a full refund.
There you go.
All Form wants to do their part and offer exclusive discounts for teachers, students, military, and first responders.
Nice.
Look at that. Out there, boots on the ground, taking care of it. All Form also offers finance and flexible payments, so an amazing sofa is never far away. And they offer a forever warranty that is literally forever. To find the perfect sofa, check out allform.com/garbage. And All Form is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/garbage. One more time, allform.com/garbage, 20% off. Do it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's
I've never
good.
Heard of that.
It's really trash.
I thought it was going to be like, and you fill up whatever, and then I never thought about stealing the creamer. That's next level dirtbag.
I've noticed Patty is pillaging. Our local.
She's
Wawa.
Got sticky finger. What, she take the little creamers?
No.
That's big.
Oh, dude.
Stealing the little creamers so you
if
have
If you got
them
little
the
creamers in your house, like you're a diner, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Little salt packets. No, she takes straws, cups, napkins, the lids.
Patty, what are you doing? He makes good money. Stop stealing from the local grocer.
I walked, there was a huge thing of straws. I'm like, where the fuck did you get these? She's like, wow, wow.
The cashier wasn't looking. That's crazy.
Caught somebody slipping.
Yeah. But I do get that.
I mean, that's...
That's a lot of coffee, though.
Are you going right... I guess you're going right back to the house.
Yeah, just throw a lid on it. They don't fucking know.
Man.
Put a straw on it, act like you're drinking it. Whoa!
refreshing.
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, sure. Yeah, it makes sense.
Dirtbag move.
Very. Very.
I mean, imagine if my whole thing
every time you go and pour yourself a cup of coffee, you're reminded what a piece of shit.
Imagine
you
if
are.
You have company over and you got to take a fucking big gulp and be like, how much do you like, you know?
Hey, there's no cream in there. Look at the Mountain Dew bottle. It's in there. Yikes.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
How do I afford a place this nice?
I save $88 a month on half and half.
Yeah, forget about Acorn. Just like start stealing half and half.
Oh,
I've said it once, I've said it before, half and half in your cereal is really something else.
Buddy, stop even saying that kind of stuff.
In the old days, that's all.
I know, but the more you say it, the closer it is to reality, all right? if you kill them off, they'll never happen again.
I have some in the car, too.
This one's from Lee. Ever fall off a ladder trying to dunk a basketball? I mean, then you're not really dunking a basketball if you're on a ladder.
Depends how high you have the camera. Who gives a shit? Smoke and mirrors. I remember when those adjustable basketballs nets came out. We thought we were fucking Magic Johnson.
There was two levels to them. There was one where you had to get the broom and shift it, or there was the crank. My buddy had the crank.
Dude.
It was a Gorilla. You just went like this, and it would lower it down. Oh, my God. Talk about a couple of slam dunk contests in there.
Dude, we had the fucking stick. And
always like the taller kid could do it or whatever.
Yeah. My dad did not put this was not up to code, as they say. The one side came down.
Was it in the ground?
Side. Was what in the ground?
Or was it like one of those ones with the sand in it?
It was in about a pillbox worth of concrete.
Is that the one that you still have a pole in your driveway with no net on it?
The pole was supposed to be, I think I'm going to mention this, the pole was supposed to be removed last summer, which I understood that as they were going to come and dig it up, but it's just the pole is just
cut.
Sliced at the top, right at the top. Dude, you hit your tire with that, it's over.
You put like a plan in there or something.
You can't. You can't, just fucking hard steel right there. It's like a lightsaber went through it. Slice you up. Plus, that's primetime wasp nest in there.
Well, I'm saying if you put some soil in the hole.
Oh, what? Put a flower in there?
Yeah.
No, what is that hippie shit? What are you talking about?
We want raw pole.
Yeah, I want to pop my tire.
Raw
like
metal.
Like a real man.
Makes backing out of the driveway a little more interesting. Especially in the snow.
They got the hook spikes like an embassy.
you ever get caught on them?
No, a family friend did. We were at a soccer tournament, I think for my brother and his son.
They had him at the soccer field?
And we had parked somewhere. I forget where it was. And he fucking went out the wrong way. And he had like a Jag or a Beamer. He had a little bit of cash.
Nice.
Shout out to Doug. He listens.
Dougie.
He drove the wrong. I think he just got twisted around or whatever. Wasn't paying attention, and I didn't know that him doing that when I was six still scares me today.
Dude,
when we had to return the ones at the airport, the rental car. I was like, you guys, this is the right way, right?
Yeah.
I don't fucking trust them.
Those things look like they would slice you open.
Oh yeah.
Is that necessary? By the way, the $5 for parking. How are they allowed to do that? To completely ruin your car.
You're stealing.
Spike strips? What's going on here?
Throw a flashbang at you. Car gets declined. Hit you with some rubber bullets.
Yeah, dude. That shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
All right. It's 2-hour parking, and if you're late, we will hit you with the oil strip.
We are going to key your car.
If you're not back by 5, the car's ours. What? Jesus Christ. No, I hate those things. Patty ran over a
guy.
No.
Gypsy, curse the whole family.
What? Don't say that.
Oh, hold on. I was just talking. We were talking about
who? What? Something superstitious?
No. Remember you guys were like, oh, my dad hit a deer one time. My cousin hit a whatever. My mom hit the pretzel guy on the boulevard. I told her that I told that story. I just saw her this weekend. I'm like, something. You remember when you hit the pretzel guy? And she goes, well, he said thank you, and I thought he was like, she's still defending herself 30 years later.
What's the statute of limitations? Kind of running over the pretzel guy.
He was going, get the fuck out. He was on the windshield, dude.
You got a couple more mustards while
you're
up there?
But she was still like, I paid him, and then he thought, like, I think he pump faked.
Bros are kooky. My mom ran over the thing in the parking spot, you know, the little concrete, John? But you might do a grinder on or whatever it's called. you know, the little...
It's always sandwiches with you?
The little concrete thing.
Yeah, parking block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ran over a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking...
Did you ever see the guy that gets up on the light pole? No. Did you ever see that? It was a video going around recently. He's got like a white big Denali or Suburban, and he somehow jumps it up. You know how they have like the light pole in like a shopping center?
Sure.
With like the cylinder concrete, like, you know, that's like 2 feet high or whatever. Well, his bumper gets caught on that, so he just starts like rocking it, right? And he falls. He finally gets it, and he's like, yeah, and he puts his thumb up, and then the airbag goes on. Fucking dude, he is out cold. He's like, yeah, hey, I just gotta rev the fucking.
Have you ever taken an airbag?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh yeah. When I crashed I fucking wrapped my first Lumina around a
The Lumina had airbags?
What? Yeah, it's not a 32.
It's an old shopping bag.
I blow it up myself. Yeah. Have you taken one?
No.
Oh. I can still smell it. I can still see it.
Smell it?
Yeah.
What's it smell like?
It was like an explosion. The new ones are like air or something. This was like a flash. This was a proper flashbang. Felt like a ninja was in the car. They've changed from mine blew up. Like I had like fucking soot on my face and stuff. It blows up out of the fucking, out of the steering wheel.
Wait, soot? I don't understand.
There was an explosion.
It uses either nitrogen or argon gas, which that does not sound safe.
Now, no, what were in old ones, like in 95?
This is what they still use the same shit.
Okay.
Yeah, after deployment, a smoke-like residue will be present in the air.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Most of this residue is talcum powder that is used to lubricate to help the airbag. You're just getting LeBron James'd after
talcum powder. After I fucking crash.
What is that, Gold Bond? What are we doing here?
Yikes. Yeah, it's scary.
I've seen people, you know, hours or a couple of days after that's happened to them, and their faces, like, they have sunburn. Their face is like all fucked up.
Yeah, dude, it's like someone lighting off fucking bottle rockets in the car, taking a couple of mortars.
I've seen some buddies do that. That's a good time.
The bottle rockets?
Fireworks in a car.
Those guys aren't still alive.
If they are, they're not employed.
Too busy living to clock in, dude.
That's right, baby. Here for a good time, not a long time.
This one's from Kyle. Ever move your TV outside to watch the game?
No.
We didn't do it. I remember my buddy's neighbor redid the back deck. The decks and all, like, when we grew up, the deck was just like a wooden deck.
Mm-hmm.
And these people put it, I know now, probably 50 grand into this fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Had the archways, it had the ceiling fans outside.
Really?
Yeah, not my buddy's neighbor, and we would just sit on his shitty deck smoking cigs, like one day, you know what I mean?
The flat deck is a tough look.
That's what I'm saying, just a flat deck with tough the three look. Stairs up, yeah. It's not stained, there's moth, there's bee's nest everywhere.
Nah, it's no good.
There was moss all over that thing. But they had TVs outside. That you can do it classy. You can do TVs outside classy.
We do it pretty good, I think. We have the Bernie room or the sun room in the backyard. You open all those up, and then in the summer we take the TV from what was my room and bring it downstairs, and we put it on the wall down there.
It's hung.
Yeah, it's hung.
That's you hesitated on. Yeah, it's hung.
It's hung.
But what, a hanger? What's going on? Is there a bracket on the wall right now?
There's a bracket on the wall right now going into the house.
What you're not giving me something. You know, you're hiding something, and you know you are.
I'm not hiding anything. I thought the fact that we take it from upstairs, and it winters in my room, and summer's downstairs.
That's what.
And then when I stay there in the fucking summer, I got no TV. Like, you jerk off.
Surprised you don't sleep in a Bernie room. Have one. Right before you go to bed.
I can't sleep. I get too scared. I get scared of two things. I get scared of those water bugs that have those little pinchers on them because they have that wicker furniture down there that has the little cushions, and that's where those things live. They get underneath those cushions, and they crawl up on you while you're sleeping and bite you. Plus somebody coming to get me. It's a room full of glass. I can't do that.
Who's coming to get you?
I don't know. It's the whole point. You're in the backyard alone.
Are they stealing you? Are they killing you? What's in this narrative? What's happening?
I was imagining it being a little sexual. Sexual encounter. It's no, I don't know. They kill you. They kidnap you. My biggest fear.
Who's kidnapping you?
I don't know.
You're not going easy.
I'm not scared of getting attacked or anything like that. I'm scared of I'm afraid of the fear. So my fear, my biggest fear would be seeing somebody's face in the window, or an alien face is really what would scare me. Seeing an alien looking in.
Sure, but I'm saying if the aliens are outside your house, mm-hmm. regardless if you're in the Bernie room or the fucking bedroom, you're pretty hemmed up.
Yeah, they get you.
You're not getting, that way you can at least, you're already out. You know
wouldn't
what I
remember
mean?
It either.
What?
You wouldn't remember it either.
Yeah, they're not going to let you remember. You're fucking neuralize you.
Yeah, you wake up with a weird little spot
keep
on
it
you.
Keep it moving. Get nervous when the syrup spills.
Yikes.
What was that movie? Contact? That's a deep cut. That thing scared the shit out of me.
Fire in the sky.
Fire in the sky.
True story, too. So they say.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. A lot of evidence out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either, but I remember I saw that way too young mm-hmm. to the point where it ruined a couple of sleepovers.
Yeah, when he wakes up in that sandwich bag on the ship and he's fucking trying to get out.
I can move in that pod.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Fuck that.
I don't like it.
All right, let's see here. This is from Mikey Whispers. If that's your if that's your real name, that's a fucking home run. Shout out to Mikey Whispers.
Mikey Whispers, he's got a lymphoma on a nice little bag he can get.
You eat your chicken nuggets with honey.
I have.
Somewhere used to do that, I think in the 90s. They used to give you a side of honey.
I will tell you exactly where that was. It was a fine corporation started by the McDonald's brothers in San Bernardino, California, and hijacked by Mr. Ray Kroc and built in to the greatest restaurant ever! McDonald's.
They used to give you honey?
When the McNugget first dropped, first came out.
Yeah.
That was the original sauce, was the honey.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some casual dining establishment, not fast food.
They all probably bit. Everybody rips off McDonald's.
Okay. What are you, their fucking attorney?
Possibly.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm saying somewhere you used to sit down and instead.
Talk about the survivor of an abusive relationship.
I know. That was insane. They all rip them off. All right. Well, how about for comedy purposes, you play along?
You shut up, Toby!
Besmirch the good name of the.
McDonald's never hurt anybody.
And who are you? Whose side are you on, Kroc or the McDonald's brothers? Because if you're not on the side of Kroc, you should hate McDonald's.
No, I'm on the side of Kroc.
So you're a thief and.
They took a handshake deal. What, were they nuts?
So you're a thief.
I think that's been well established.
You got my wallet.
All right, we got an all-time Google search going over here, boys.
What do you got?
I typed in who serves nuggets with honey is what I'm going to get to.
The comments are going to tell us in 2 seconds.
The autofill is in the morning. Which who's hemmed up that many people have been?
I would have had a couple of nuggies. You know what I ate the other morning for breakfast down the shore?
Wait, let me guess.
You're never going to guess.
Chicken cheesesteak.
No.
Chinese food. No. Chinese food cheesesteak, which wouldn't be bad.
No, it was more of a snack.
Oreos.
No.
Cheez-Its.
No.
Goldfish.
I mean, what has this show turned into? Just let me tell you, how about that?
Pickles.
No. Peanut butter-filled Hers pretzel bites with a Diet Coke.
Nothing wrong.
Talk about getting your head on straight.
Man, talk about not knowing when to say stop. Mm-hmm. Those things just, they.
Dude, I even put them back and then went and got them back off the top of the fridge.
I don't know what it is.
They were all right.
Listen, here's the thing. It's not just the combination of the pretzel and the peanut butter. There's air in there.
Yes.
And
it's needed.
You can like crack them open like a muscle. And then you have the peanut butter in there. It's something, it's just really how they did it. It's really good.
God.
All right.
100%. I agree.
Thanks, Toby.
Okay, but
he just wants to move on.
You guys switch seats real quick.
The top results for who serves nuggets with honey is Kim Kardashian West, which is not the answer we were looking for.
No, not at all.
That makes me like her a little bit more, I'll say that. Because it's a delicious combo.
I get it, yeah.
Fantastic. I guess they still do it. That sweet and sour sauce is too good, though, to walk away from.
Well, you got to, big guy.
Kip, let's talk about Athletic Greens.
AG1.
AG1 Athletic Greens. I take it. I can tell you why I started taking it, because I'm a big old fat piece of shit. I've been struggling with my weight. I've been struggling with keeping up my workouts and my nutrition.
Of course.
Telling you, Athletic Greens makes it that much easier. I bring it to the gym with me. It powers me through my workout. It's great for your gut
good.
Health. Great for your immunity. Mm-hmm. All right? You don't want fucking XKB or whatever this COVID light they got throwing around now. You don't want that getting at you.
No.
Take your Athletic Greens. It's the best multivitamin that you're ever going to have.
Yeah.
Tastes great. It's fantastic.
It's like a super duper multivitamin. It's got 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens.
Minerals?
Whatever they may or may not be. Like I've always said, it's lifestyle friendly. If you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, they got you covered. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, no artificial anything, and it still tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills. Counting out, hey, did I take the big guy with this? You know, no horse tranquilizers, nothing. Take the AG1. Put it in there, shake it up. You know. Why am I telling you? You know.
I don't know why you're telling me.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/garbage. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/garbage to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance today. Do it.
Do it.
All right, let's see here. This is from Mark. First time, long time. Are you garbage? If you leave airline tags on your bag so people know you got airline money.
Ooh.
Which I kind of do. You know, I'm walking around and be like, yeah, I was on a plane one time.
The originator of that. The ski tag.
Ski lift.
Yeah.
Oh, the ski lift pass on your jacket.
I went skiing once. I left that fucking thing on there until I was out of college.
Yeah.
100%.
For sure. You keep a couple on there.
Oh, dude.
The one thing, too, used to be cool to do was you kept the same, what are they called? Trees, I think they're called. Like the little wire. I think they're called trees.
Okay.
Whatever they're called. They have like a weird name. That's why it's sticking in my head. You put that on, then you fold the thing over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time you go, because you obviously kept it on,
mm-hmm.
You go over it, but not all the way. So like you at the top of it, you could see like, I was at Camelback, and then you put it right under that. I was at Big Boulder. I was at whatever.
Gotcha.
That was like a real.
Do you have anybody?
Hey, I don't want to show off, but I'm also showing off.
Did you have anybody walking around? We had people walking around high school with those things on.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was on your jacket. I mean, also, you know, you had one jacket. You know,
true.
We were in a multiple jacket household.
Mine was a CB windbreaker. Do you remember CB? Do you remember OP or no?
OPP.
Ocean
Pacific, yeah.
You do remember that?
Yeah,
was it cool when you were a kid?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
It was real hot.
I had a snowboarding jacket. I think it was a Burton or so.
Burton's nice.
Burton was all right.
Yeah.
Denise used to do it all right.
Did she?
With the gear, yeah.
Patty was terrible. Be out there in a lacrosse helmet. Fucking catching snowballs on the lift. Stunk.
Yeah, but that's a big one. Show you got airline money.
That's good.
That is good. I've said, too, I always feel real confident when I'm walking off a plane. I feel real important. You know what I mean? Even though I'm going to stop at, like, the Cinnabon or whatever. I'm like, all right, got to get, you know, out of my way. I think I'm better than everybody, even though everybody's flying. They can see me. I still feel like I'm better than everybody.
My legs just feel weak when I get off a plane.
I don't tell them I was in fucking 52B.
I get scared, but I always take it off. Because I don't want anybody knowing where I've been or where I was. And plus, I make sure...
Also, we didn't talk about the amount of luggage you brought to California.
Oh, my God.
In the world's largest pink suitcase.
You got to look your best out in Hollywood.
You wore one shirt every day. What was in there? Bowling balls? First of all, it weighed... All right, hold on. Let's back this up. No, we every time we travel, we check gear.
Can I have this?
No. Get off of that.
You have two drinks. Two drink rule.
This is empty.
Damn.
No, it's not.
Two drinks. Kippy, look at this. Do as I say, not as I do, huh?
Hey, listen. All right. You're right. I'll follow the goddamn rules.
There you go. Now, what were you saying?
I was making fun of you, if I recall. Toby, can we run it back? No. So every time we travel, we take everybody takes a carry-on bag, and then we have to check at least one bag of gear, the tripod, some cameras, some merch and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes two.
Plus some other things in there.
Sometimes two. We check two bags if we're recording podcasts on the road and we need the whole setup. So we're going to California. We needed the whole setup to record pods. So we packed two carry-on bags. Foley texted me the night before, can I check a bag? I'm like, first, you own one pair of underwear and two t-shirts. Sure, you can check a bag.
Two pair of underwear, three t-shirts.
He then gets there. His bag, first of all, it is the world. It's like the size of a mini fridge, this thing. You come walking out with a pink college boy with a handle on it. It's huge.
I had gone.
And it weighed more than the tripods, the mert. It was overweight. It was 53
I had
pounds.
That jean jacket in there.
That thing is heavy. That's like a flak jacket.
Dude, you jump into the water with that thing, you're going straight to the bottom.
You stand a chance.
No. Well, here's the thing. I wanted to look my. I went into California with the best intentions, ladies and gentlemen. Please be aware of that.
And your aunt's suitcase.
Yeah. That's your girl's, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
man, that thing stinks.
I also lifted a Ted Baker bag from her too that I'm never giving up. Little leather fucking backpack.
Woo! Oh yeah, things that's nice. Real. That looks like what's her name? Yeah, that's like what she wore in Clueless. That thing. That's like a real fucking hoity-toity rich girl in the 90s bag.
I have that, and I have my CPAP briefcase.
Yeah, you look real official.
Or as I call it, the football.
Walking through the airport in dirty basketball shorts.
I had gone to DXL that weekend because I wanted to look nice. I didn't want to embarrass you out there.
No, thanks for not trying to embarrass me, which you did on multiple occurrences.
Didn't work out.
What?
I dropped a couple of bucks. I dropped a couple of bucks on some clothing.
What clothing? I didn't see any of this.
You saw the pink t-shirt that I wore at
one t-shirt?
There was a couple other ones.
But why didn't they show up?
I don't know.
Every show.
Well, I got flustered when we got thrown out of the Airbnb.
People were commenting, did Foley take out more than two shirts to California? And I'm like, I don't know. He did check 53 pounds of luggage.
Dude, I made the edit of the travel. And there's a whole section in the beginning. It's like us in a car, us outside the airport. It's all different days.
Us on a spaceship. It's all him in the same shirt.
But it's just fully in the same shirt, so it cut together seamlessly.
Yeah. Man, these guys are really working. Now, that shirt's working overtime. Man, you stink with a capital S.
I brought out...
At least
nine shirts.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
That's impossible.
I'll take a. I haven't unpacked yet.
Oh, classy so, guy. That I'll was take, 2 weeks ago.
I'll take a photograph of my luggage, unless the kitty cat's sleeping in it because she likes to snuggle in there next to daddy's stuff. Anywho,
cut that.
I brought two Tommy Bahama shirts. I bought nine t-shirts, 10 pairs of underwear, 10 pairs of socks. Basketball shorts, two workout pants. I said best intentions. My jean jacket. I brought the steamer.
Why didn't any of the t-shirts make an appearance?
They did. I wore multiple different t-shirts.
You got anything on that? It was the blue Hawaiian one and the pink one.
And then I wore something else to the...
Okay, now we know you're lying.
In San
Fran. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
In San Fran,
no,
you
had the blue one with the...
I had a blue one and a green one. I wore the green one the first night, the blue one the next. Then I had the ranch shirt.
You wearing reversible t-shirts? The ranch shirt?
Yeah.
That's not good to have clothes named after condiments, but...
It's the shirt. It's the Hawaiian shirt that I got ranch on that night.
I'm supposed to know that as the ranch shirt? It's not like when fucking JFK got assassinated. Where were you when Foley was wearing a rain shirt?
Yeah, so I brought the steamer for everybody.
I also brought all of these things, and I was in a carry-on.
Clothes are bigger. You see no shirts? Oh, they're
dude,
huge.
You asked me to hand you that jacket one time, and like it was one of those things where you like it was like out of a bad movie where you don't realize how heavy something is. Fucking pull my back out.
My jean jacket probably weighs 10 pounds.
All right, this is from Donnie. Do you have a relative that lost any fingers or fingers at work?
Yeah, my grandfather.
Really?
Mushed one of them.
Ooh.
Straight flat the rest of his life, too.
Oh, that's bad.
He was a banker. It was weird. What did he do? Textiles, right?
Yeah, yeah. I got caught in some machine, just mashed it.
Man, that happened a lot of people.
Oh, back in the day, you just crush an elbow, lose an arm from the fucking elbow down.
That was like wood shop. Do they? I don't think they still do wood shop.
I don't know.
They've had to get rid of that.
I had wood and metal shop. I had a kid lose his finger, lost his fucking pointer finger, clean off. We called him Stubbs. Not related. His last name was Stubblewitz.
Stubby Stubblewitz?
Yeah, no, he lost it, and then a kid picked it up, picked up the thing with his finger, with a pencil, and went, like, had it.
Was well, like chasing everybody?
Yeah. Jesus, unlocking his iPhone and stuff.
You guys are ruthless.
Oh, I wasn't doing
it. I thought you were going to say you'd put it on ice, try to get him to the emergency room quick.
No. Also, do you ever have anybody lose a tooth and then be like, put it in milk and go to the dentist's office real quick? That was a big thing.
Put it in milk?
Yeah. I had a kid curb stomp himself, but like he tripped. He was rollerblading and went down and right on like the corner of a curb. Busted his shit wide open. Lost like 3 or 4 of his teeth in the front.
Oof.
And someone's like, put him in milk. So somebody threw in a big gulp of creamer and we hit the fucking brick.
I was going to say, you got to talk to our guy.
Shout out to Thomas.
That doesn't work. You can't put teeth back in.
No, I think you can.
No.
No,
you just couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
You can't put teeth back in your mouth.
You can, dude.
No.
I'm telling you.
No way. That's crazy.
T-Bone, give me some eyes and ears on that.
He's 100% right, dude.
Me?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm not making this story up.
No, but I...
Well, I'm saying, why would I make... Where would that fact come
from? It's a wives' tale. So these old broads, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They're all drunk. They don't know what they're saying.
Seems a little specific.
Might be talking about some relatives.
The tooth must stay moist at all times, either in your mouth or it can be replaced in the socket. Gross. Put in milk... In your mouth, or in your mouth next to your cheek, or an emergency
tooth.
Keep
it in your mouth? That'd be wild, showing up to the doctor. Yeah, what can I do for you? Start spitting them out. They're falling out like quarters.
You got molars in your teeth like it's Kodiak.
Why'd you use chocolate milk, just out of curiosity? My dad's arm is shorter than, one arm shorter than the other.
Growth plate?
No, he got hit by a car when he was a kid.
Okay.
Milk truck ran him over, believe it or not.
Hey, listen. What? Wait. How did? Well, yeah, so we had a... Something had to happen. He had a crush.
He got run over by a truck.
Okay.
One arm shorter than the other.
But that's not a medical diagnosis. I got hit by a truck.
I'm asking
what happened.
I wasn't there. I don't know. When he set his shoulder,
I guess... Did they take 2 inches or it just didn't fucking grow longer?
Yeah, something like that. When it set, it didn't grow right.
Okay. All right, I believe it.
Just
sharing. Yeah, no, I know.
You think I'm trying to top your milk story?
It seems that way. He had to put his arm in milk, I swear. If I had to put his arm in ranch dressing. That was a personal preference. He could have done barbecue. They said any sauce, really.
Any cream-based remoulade would do. Nobody
what
with fingers or anything missing. Okay. But I was petrified in wood shop. Somebody got sliced.
What'd you make?
In there
we
too.
We made like a cigar box. We could make like a box.
There's no way they still do that. I would have to assume that wood shop has been canceled.
I would assume
for insurance purposes.
They found some old tweets.
Plus, for learning purposes,
he was up for SNL.
What are you doing with that? They were just wasting our time.
No, I mean, I get it, you know.
Do you?
I mean, we did home ec. I had to like sew a bag and make a fucking bun cake.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Teach you how to balance a checkbook or something, you know what
That's
I mean?
What they should have done. Man.
Meanwhile, I got fucking beakers in my life.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck who Franz Ferdinand was, all right? How do I get through a grocery store without embarrassing myself? But that stuff, that always scared me, the bandsaw, because the shit was from like the 70s, and the teacher was fucking checked out. He didn't give a shit. They were on their last legs.
Mm-hmm.
But we made signs. We made like an, or it was supposed to be like an architectural project where you design a house with like styrofoam.
Okay, I think we did that maybe.
Yeah, the smart kids that could do that was really cool. Mine sucked.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going for a Pueblo or something. It was real fucking, did a square hut.
Terrible.
Speaking of checked out teachers, did either of you ever drink with a teacher after you graduated?
I think I told a story where I saw that I would see the guy at Kavanaugh's River Deck down in, I mean, we were underage.
Yeah, you just
and
told
he
us
was
right.
hanging
yeah.
out, yeah. And he'd be like, what's up? And I'm
oh,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
got to get out of here. But never with like a teacher, no.
I assume you have?
Oh, yeah. It's mad awkward.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't like that. It's like mixing fucking...
Mm-mm.
Work with pleasure, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Foley stopped dating. keep it on the books.
Too messy.
Tell HR. All right, this one's from Pat. First time, long time. Do you or anyone in your family use the entire stick of butter like a glue stick to butter toast instead of spreading it with a knife? That's trash behavior.
I like this move, though.
But if it's just you... If you lived alone, I feel that's okay.
You're talking about you unfold it like a candy bar.
And then use it like a pencil. Mm, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think if you do, I think I've been to barbecues where they just have one designated for the corn on the cob.
Or you roll it on there.
I guess, but I think I saw people like sticking it, like you used a long way, you know.
Now, we have this dish, this like special dish that has little spikes in it that
like
holds
the
butter
just,
down and you just roll
like
it
a
over
treadmill.
There. Man, I like a corn on the cob, I'll tell you that. A little olive oil and salt and peppers aren't not bad either.
Okay.
I knew some people that put mayonnaise on there. What do you think about that?
Isn't that like the isn't that Mexican corn or something like that?
They put some other shit on there,
something,
too.
Something, whatever. That's all right.
A little
that's
spice.
Tough.
Yeah, Mexican corn's fancy.
Cheese or something's on there, too.
A little gojita, little spice, paprika.
Don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I like that.
But
I don't like crumbs on my butter.
Yeah, I keep a clean butter.
Yeah, I don't like it getting melted and then looking melted. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Looks like it was.
Yeah,
looks like it was in the
it war. Hardens.
Yeah, mm-mm. It's no good.
Looks like caulk or something.
You ever put butter in the microwave? How quick it melts? You got about 3 seconds.
Yeah, it goes quick.
It's a fantastic product.
What, the microwave or the butter? this one's just crazy. This is from Jimmy Two Times. Never had a question read. Ever cauterize a cut with a Bic lighter? That sounds like real, like...
Yeah, what are you, Rambo?
That's crazy. That seems like it would make it worse.
Yeah, I don't think that's
there's
not
a
cauterizing.
There's a very small parameter of cuts where it's like, the lighter's not going to do anything mm-hmm. or the lighter's going to make it worse.
If you heated up a piece of metal... And then rolled it over that. I could see that.
I don't
but
know.
But with a lighter. Jesus.
We got this. We've gotten this question a lot, to be
really?
Honest with you. Yeah, a lot. Which I don't.
God damn.
That's got to be job site shit. But I mean, also at the same time, like, I guess if you're like out in the woods or you're not, I don't know. That seems more fucking hillbilly to me.
That
I mean,
hurt.
If you're in New York City and you're cauterizing yourself with a Bic lighter when there's a hospital or an urgent care, fucking at least a no more than 2 blocks away at any time.
You're just drunk.
Yeah, you're just out for a good time.
Partying.
Yeah, that's bananas. This one we were kind of just talking about, first time, long time, Brian, Blue Balls. Have you ever gotten food at an airport you landed at? No, but I want to all of the time. All of the time.
You do? I want to get out of the airport, get into the city, see what's going on.
Yeah, but we never do that. That's what I'm saying. We're always so hard up for time.
We usually go to lunch.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like...
Just
we're
eat
not,
at the
first
airport.
Of all, we're not in the city to see what's going on.
Just eat at the airport.
I don't want to, but if I'm hungry, they
sure.
don't serve you on the fucking flights anymore. The fucking Biscoff cookies ain't cutting it.
I wanted to ask you about that.
What?
When we flew to France, we were served a nice meal.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I fly to Hawaii, nice meal. That trip out to Cali was 6 hours.
Man, that flight seemed like...
Where the fuck was the meal?
They stopped doing it domestic.
Really? That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you fly to Europe, they serve you, they're coming around every 45 minutes. Here's the drinks, here's a coffee, here's your meal, here's a snack, here's a drink again.
They were coming around with cups of water on that flight. Not even fucking bottles.
I don't mind the cup of water. They always hit you at the right time.
Pretty
they got it pretty timed out. I got to give them that. That trash can lid full of cups.
You're dying for anything,
buddy.
Though.
We're gonna hit turbulence. Put a lid on this goddamn thing, but I'll take it. They do get you a good
pretzels,
time.
Cookies, and fucking shitty coffee. Yikes. That's trashy.
What?
That. I don't like that. Not that the meals aren't great, but you know, it's dinner time. Everyone's eating.
It's
a distraction. You got the movie
it's
going.
It's a distraction for me. It's like, hey, let me focus on this fucking pasta primavera for 10 minutes. So I'm not thinking about my exes. No, I'm not thinking about my fucking demise at 33,000 feet. I'm not worried about hearing an engine go or something. You know what I mean?
Start remembering you're in a toothpaste tube 40,000 feet above the air.
35,000 feet above your head, you son of a bitch.
Which they were saying they're hard up for pilots these days. They're very understaffed. A lot of pilot fatigue.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of pilots. They want to hire like 20,000 new pilots like in the next couple of months.
Maybe you can get your wings.
Think I could?
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Can I get a seatbelt?
I see the Instagram videos of them landing the plane, and it's not just like, it's they're doing like this shit and that.
Yeah, they're landing a plane.
Get the fuck out of here now. Don't we have computers for that shit? It should be able to land itself.
Okay.
Just saying.
They're like, talk to the guys at Boeing.
Going back and forth with all that crap. It's scary. Plus the window's too small.
That is so weird to me.
What?
I'm like, can't we get a fucking bigger window on this fucking goddamn thing? Why are you looking? It's like a snowstorm and you only scraped off a little hole so you could see out of.
They get out of the plane quick, too. They're never up there. I always want to say, hey, man, thanks. They're long
that's
gone.
That's what they want. Talk to a big fat mouth breather. Hey, Jim, that fat ass in 38C, say good job. No, I know what you mean. They skedaddle right quick. Sometimes they'll hang around, or like the B squad hangs around.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a guy there, you know.
I want the captain. Who was on the stick? Not looking to talk to the radar guy.
The fuck? The guy controlling a radio. Yeah. Hey, buddy, fucking put on Drake playlist and keep it moving, will you?
I handle the AC. Get out of my face.
Let me talk
bum.
To the cowboy, will you?
Yeah. Who dropped us in from 20,000 feet over St. Louis? That's what I'm looking for.
All right, let's do one or two more, and then we got a skedaddy. Mike G, first time, long time. Ever been to a wedding where instead of a flower girl, a friend tosses out the airplane bottles of liquor to the crowd before the bride walks out?
Ooh.
That is next level trash.
I thought you were going to say the dog comes down the aisle.
That's a tough look, too, but I kind of...
If they play ball, if the flower girl or the ring bearer plays ball and they're good, it's okay. But sometimes you get these bozo kids, they're crying. They're wandering around. They're spilling the flowers.
Yeah.
Putting on a show here. Let's go.
Oh,
paying for this.
Where are we doing the wedding? We got the whole infield of the Daytona 500.
Oh, that'd be a good time.
Would be good. Why the race is going on?
Do you? Everybody's got the headphones on? Looks like you're landing a plane.
That's
anyone
pretty trash.
Object!
There goes Junior into the corner. It's a...
That's pretty trashy.
What?
Airplane bottles of liquor at a wedding. What do you think?
Yeah, that's tough. It's like, the thing with trash is like, we're all trash, obviously, but you got to try a little, like, you don't need that. Mm-mm. That's just like, we're being trashy just to be trashy. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you this?
Buddy, I'm right here.
As a friend?
Sure.
If you guys ever decided that you would have kids, would you do one of those bozo gender reveals?
No.
Not you don't have to film it.
Well, then why am I doing it? If T-Bone's not there, I'm not fucking, I'm not wasting the man hours. This is content.
You would never do one of those?
No, I think I would want to know. Just fucking tell me. Have the fucking, you know.
Those
the,
things are
the guy
real
with
garbage.
The magnifying glass.
They've
whatever.
Led to forest fires, people getting hurt.
Oh, yeah.
This that nobody wants to be there. Because when you look at other people in the video, they're like, all right, the guy hits the wrong one, does this, does that. That shit's real trash.
It's also like nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody
gives
a fuck.
Unless it's like the mom, the aunt, whatever, like close, but like the fucking brother-in-law don't care.
Mm-mm.
That's a bad look. Don't do that. If you're out there, stop fucking doing that. Or if you do it, do a small circle with your loved ones. Don't film it and put it on fucking Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what do I know?
Not much.
Not much. All right, let's do two more, then we'll skedaddle. Pete Robinson, first time, long time. Went at the beach as a kid. Did you ever dig a hole to China?
Fuck yeah.
Never got there, but I tried.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Plus I was too scared of the water.
Once you hit the water?
No, I was too scared of the water to go in there by myself as a little kid.
Oh, to go in the water by yourself.
So dad had to dig me a fucking little.
You were a hole kid?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I was in the hole.
Whoa.
Yes.
Like Fragile Freddie Mermin in the woods, sitting in the dirt.
Yeah, sitting in a fucking peeing myself, sitting in a hot fucking puddle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
I was a big puddle kid.
You don't say.
I played in a lot of puddles.
Right.
I like a good puddle. Like a good, like, baseball field puddle. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Of course, you know, you would try that. You would think, you know, I don't know if I was ever really on target to hit it. I don't know, you know, where I would have ended up if I got deep enough.
It would just fill up with water. It's because the water's underneath there.
Yeah, Magellan, I know.
I didn't know. I don't know how deep you went.
What?
That's why you can't build on sand. This is water.
Sure.
We're learning.
Man, you're really pulling out all the stops today. I don't know if I ever said this, but my one cousin, I was at the beach with them, and they would wait for everybody to leave and take their holes. So, like, if we were sitting here, right, me and you were together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, T-Bone's over there.
Digging a hole.
Digging a big hole, him and his dad or whatever. When at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whenever the beach starts letting off, T-Bone and his dad leave. Me and you pick up our chairs, our blankets, our towels, our toys, and go over there and steal this hole.
You start digging more or just playing
just
in the hole?
Just playing a hole. But, like, relocate the whole family. And then,
wow.
Like, when a bigger one opens up 20 feet away, you go after that one.
You sending out scouts?
I felt like a poacher, dude. It didn't feel right.
We got a four-footer down by the taffy
place.
I'm
like, we didn't fucking earn this, first of all, right? It was real weird.
That was a fun time, though. That's a fun time. And also, it was big in the Foley house in the winter after the snowplow came through. And made a little mountain.
Oh, you think an igloo in there.
Ooh, man, there was a lot of G.I. Joe special operations going on in that fucking mountain. Yeah, I can pay you that.
Touching your wee-wee.
A lot.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, we got to wrap it up here.
Gang, listen, we love you to death. Thank you for everything. Come out and see a live show.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a good time out there, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Peace.